The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text 6-8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in the summer of 1966 in New York.
Bhutanam Sarupi Sam Prakritim Sam Adhisthaya Sambhavani Atamaya. Now, Lord Sri Krishna is describing how he incarnates himself. For the benefit of conditioned souls in the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he descends. The Sanskrit word is avatar, 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 avataram. Avataram means who comes from higher plane down to this material world. He is called avatar. So sometimes Lord Sri Krishna comes himself and sometimes he sends his representative also for deliverance of the conditioned soul. Now the principal religions of the world, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, and Buddha religion, most of them believe some supreme authority or personality coming down from the kingdom of God. Just like in your Christian religion, Lord Jesus Christ, he claimed to be the Son of God and coming from the kingdom of God to reclaim it. So this claim of Lord Jesus Christ, we admit. We, the followers of Bhagavad Gita, we admit this claim. So there is no difference of opinion between the followers of Hindu religion and Christian religion. In details there may be, according to country, climate and people, in details there may be difference. But that does not make any material difference. So far, devotional service is concerned. Now there are several items for offering devotional service to the Lord. They are called Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Chaksham, Atma Nivedanam. These are nine. Now, here, in this room, we are performing the process of Sravanam and Kirtanam. Just like we chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is reciprocation of Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Chanted, you heard, and you chanted, I have. Reciprocation. So this is, these two methods are the first method in devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam. And what about hearing and chanting? Now Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. Vishnu. Not any other thing. If we may chanting and hearing in some other subject matter, no, that will not do. We have to hear and chant about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, meditation. If you meditate upon the Supreme Lord, that is also bhakti, devotional service, Smaranam. Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Archanam Temple worship. In your country there is no temple worship. In our India there is temple. There are thousands and thousands of temples in India. In Vrindavan, where my residential quarter is, Vrindavan, it is a small city, about 50,000 people living there. But you'll be surprised to know there are 5,000 temples. For 50,000 people, there are 5,000 temples in one small city. And out of that, there are about dozen very big temples, very just like four, very big temples. So, temple worship is very popular in India. Similarly, you have got your churches here, that is Vandana. Vandana. Vandana means offering prayer. You also offer prayer to the Supreme Lord. So that is also accepted as devotion and service. Yeah, Muslims also, they go to the mosque and offer prayer to Allah. So, practically, and in Buddhism, Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we also, Hindus, we worship Lord Buddha as incarnation of God. There is a very nice verse recited by one great poet, Vaishnava poet. He'll be glad to hear and cite it. Nindati jagga vibhiraha hastati jatam sadaya vidaya darshita pasukhatam kesava dhrita buddha sariram jaya jagadisa hare jaya jagadisa hare. The purpose of this verse is, oh Lord Krishna, you have assumed the form of Lord Buddha, taking compassion on the poor animals. Because Lord Buddha's preaching was to stop animal killing, ahimsa, non-violence. His main objective was to stop animal killing. So similarly, from higher kingdom, and the kingdom of God, there is exactly the kingdom of God. We have got this information from the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasma subhava anya. Anna, there is another nature. Another nature. Just like you have got a vision of this nature. You find this wall in the sky, blue. Beyond the sky. Millions and millions miles away, there is another star. Parastatma, Anna, there is another nature, which is called Sanatana. You find in this Bhagavad Gita as we make progress. That is called Sanatana nature. Sanatana means that nature never annihilates. This nature, this material nature, it is manifested at a certain time, and it remains for a certain period, and then the whole thing is dissolved. Again, bhutya bhutya pradiyate, it is manifested and again dissolved, and in the spiritual sky. That is the function of this material nature. And beyond this material nature, there is another nature, superior nature, which is called the kingdom of God. Sanatana, eternal. Yes. So, from that eternal nature, all these, either God or representative of God or incarnation of God, they come down at times. When there is necessity, just like the other day, I explained to you, just like there is scheduled time of the appearance of the sun in America, just like at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, you find the sun rising to do time. And again, 24 hours after, you find the same sun rising. In every country, there is a scheduled time of the sun rising. Similarly, there are innumerable universes in the sky. This is one of the universes which you are seeing. There are innumerable universes. So, in one of the universes, there is some incarnation or the presence of God always there. And there is a scheduled time, just like the sun appears and disappears, a scheduled sun disappears means it goes out of our sight. It does not mean some sun, stop to exist. No. Sun is always in the sky. It is simply in our vision, just like so many cars are passing. One car is coming, we do not see which car is coming. When it is in my front, I see the car, and again, when it is gone out of my sight, I don't see. So my don't seeing, because I do not see the car, that does not mean it is not there. Similarly, the incarnation of God, God Himself, or His representative, Son, because just like if we have to do some business, seriously, we send our very responsible man to transact. Similarly, for the deliverance of the fallen souls here in this material world, sometimes the Supreme Lord Krishna comes, sometimes sends his very confidential and representative to declare. The mission is the same. The mission is the same to reclaim the fallen souls. To reclaim the fallen souls. God is very compassionate to see our miseries here. We do not know. We have forgotten what side. Although we are in misery, we are trying to adjust the misery. We are trying to adjust the misery. But we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are not meant for all this misery. We must know it. We are not meant for all this misery, but we have voluntarily accepted this material misery. And what are these miseries? They are called adhyaptik, adhibhautik and adhidaivik. Adhyaptik means misery is passing into this body and mind. Just like today we are feeling too hot. Why? Due to this body. And next moment I can feel not very happy. My mind is disturbed. So there are miseries due to this body and due to the mind. This is called adhyaptik. And then again, adhibhautik. Some other living entity, just like here, you are hearing the barking of the dog, bro, always. That is sometimes disturbing. So such kind of miseries offered by other living beings is called adhibhautik. We have got so many miseries. And then adhidaivik. Daivik means that misery is offered by the supernatural power. Just like there is earthquake, famine, pestilence, war. So, we are always, there are three headings of misery. And we are suffering either from the three all, or at least one. There must be. This is the nature of our life in this material existence. But we are trying to make a solution of it. That is our struggle for existence. But that solution cannot be made by our teeny brain. That solution can be made only when we take to the center of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord comes himself. Just to convince us that this is not your real life. This material existence you are suffering, why you should suffer? You are my son. Just as Lord Jesus Christ, he also told that I am the son of God. He is happy. So everyone, you can become similarly happy as soon as you are reinstated in your position. The whole Bhagavad Gita is meant for convincing the conditioned soul. We are conditioned. Under awkward circumstances, we are always conditioned. We are not free. Some condition is there. Either state condition or nature condition or a condition led by other living entity or condition laid down by my own body. So we are always in condition. So the Lord says, Krishna says, Ajopi Sannabhyatma, although I have no business to come down here, and I am eternal, both of us, Lord and the living entity, both of us are eternal. Bhutanam Isvaropi Sat, Ishvara. Why? He comes, when Lord comes, he comes out of his goodwill. And when we come, we are forced. We have been forced to accept this body under the condition of the material nature. So, when Lord comes, or his representative comes, they do not accept the condition of the material nature. That is the distinction between ordinary living entity and the Supreme Lord or his representative. Just like Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. So he could not be crucified. It is false notion. There was a resurrection. Because God or God's representative, they are not under the laws of this material nature. So that's a very wide subject matter. We shall gradually understand as we make progress in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says that although I am the Lord of everything, still I assume this incarnation and I come. Prakritim Samadhi. The difference is the Prakritim Samadhisthara. Prakriti. Prakriti means nature. Now we have got this body offered by the material nature. In the 7th chapter you find that God has two kinds of nature. One is called lower nature. One is called the lower nature and the other is called the higher nature. That thing will be very nicely analyzed in the 7th chapter, when you go to the 7th chapter. Now we are in the beginning of the 4th chapter. So, this Lord has two kinds of nature. One is called lower nature, another is called higher nature, or superior nature, or inferior nature. This nature, this material nature, is inferior nature. And beyond this inferior nature, there is superior nature. And how superior inferior is calculated? Jaya idam dharjate jagat jiva bhuta mahabaho. It is analyzed like this, that all this material nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. These eight kinds of material nature there, and they have been described as apara. Apara means inferior. And beyond this eighth nature, there is another ninth nature. And which is that? The Jiva Bhuta Mahabaha. This living entity, that is the living force. The living force, that is superior nature. And this matter is inferior nature. And the whole world is moving due to the superior nature, not the material, inferior nature. Just like this tape recorder. There was some difficulty in running on. So as soon as some superior nature, some living entity comes and touches it, it goes on. Although the machine is all right, so unless there is touch of the superior nature, it cannot work. You have manufactured many wonderful machines. You have manufactured the Sputnik, flying the outer space. But do you know that in spite of all wonderful mechanical arrangement of a Sputnik or any machine, can it go on without any touch of a man? No. Unless the man in the laboratory touches the switch of electronic machine, oh, the Sputnik cannot fly in the space. That is not possible. Therefore, however wonderful may be this Sputnik machine, unless there is touch of the living force, it cannot work. So that is the distinction between superior nature and inferior nature. You can understand. Now, we are now in contact with inferior nature. That is our conditional life. We are also, we actually, as spirit soul, we belong to the superior nature. Just like God is superior nature. Pratitim Shyam Adhishtha. The Lord says that I come down, I incarnate myself in my superior nature, Samadhistha. But what is our position? Although we belong to the superior nature, we have come to this material world not in superior nature, but we are in contact with the inferior nature. Therefore, death takes place. Our birth and death is due to this body. The body is subject to the annihilation at a certain period, and that we accept as death. And similarly, when we accept another body and come out of the mother's womb to work here, then we call it birth. And when we give up that body and go away to take another body, that we call death. So this birth and death is due to this inferior nature. So here, Lord Krishna says that when I come, I do not come in this inferior nature. It will be a great mistake if somebody thinks that Krishna or Krishna's representative, just like one of my friends, Jesus Christ or other great leaders of the religious faith, they do not come with inferior nature. They come with the superior nature of God. That we have to accept. If we have to accept the truth explained in the Bhagavad Gita, then we must accept that God and His eternity, they do not come. Those who come directly from the kingdom of God, they do not come accepting this inferior nature. Now, the question may be, why God and His representative do come? They are in superior nature, they are in the eternal kingdom, why do they bother themselves to come here? Why do they bother themselves to come here? This question may be raised. As soon as we hear that God and His representative come, so next question, why do they come? Because we are we do not know that they come to reclaim us. Therefore, our question is, why do they come? Now, here the answer is, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam siyamaham paritranam sadhunam vinasaya cha dushkritam dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Now this is the mission of the Lord and His representative. What is that mission? Jada-jada-hi dharmasya-jani-bhavati. Whenever there is decline of the principle of life, now it is here stated, dharma. Dharma is translated in English as religion. But religion is meant just like a kind of faith. Just like I am Hindu means I have got faith in the Hindu system of religious function. You are Christian, that means you have faith in the Christian system of religious function. So religion, so far in the system is concerned, it is described as a matter of faith. But the word dharma, it is not exactly the same meaning, faith. Facing may change. Suppose I am Hindu today. Now I can embrace tomorrow a Christian religion. Or you are Christian, you can become a Hindu. There are so many changes. People are free to accept one faith and give up another faith. That is going on. But dharma does not mean that faith which can be changed. Dharma is a thing which cannot be changed. That means there is something in you, in me, and everyone that is called dharma. That is called, that cannot be changed. And what is that? This is a very fine analysis of human nature. Now if you analyze the human nature, you will find that one thing there is, which is called rendering of service to others. Suppose I am a Hindu, now I am doing something. I am rendering my service to my family, to my country, to my boss, or to others. Without rendering service, nobody can exist. We are all exchanging simply service. I am rendering service to somebody, somebody is rendering service to me. So whole world is existing under this system, rendering service. Your President Johnson, he is supposed to be the chief man of your state, but still he is rendering service. What is he doing? He is rendering service to the people. So he has the same business as you are rendering service to your boss and taking some money. Then again, with the money you are serving your family. So this service. Suppose I am now Hindu, I become a Christian, a Mohammedan, that my real business of rendering service does not change. So dharma means which you cannot change. Just like there are many examples in natural objects, just like water. Water is liquid. It is not a fact, it is a fact. Water is liquid. You cannot say that water is liquid and if it changes its state, then it can become solid. No. Liquidity of water cannot be changed. Whenever there is conception of water, suppose somebody gives me, takes here a glass of water, I know it is liquid. So as the liquidity of water cannot be changed, now as soon as you speak of fire, so you understand fire is hot. Now, can you change that fire becomes cold and still it is fire? No. As so long it is fire, it is hot. So long it is water, it is liquid. Similarly, everything you analyze, take for example chili, chili, red pepper, it is very hot. Now when you take chili from the market, you see how much, what is the degree of its hotness. If it is very hot, it is very good chili. If you find a chili sweet like sugar, you reject it, this is not good. Because that is the religion of the chili, to become very hot. Similarly, sugar, if you take sugar, if it is very hot, it is nonsense. I want sweet. So, in every case, if you analyze, you will find a particular quality. That is the religion. That is the religion. So we are living entities. Forget yourself that you are Christian, I am Hindu, Muslim, Muslim, and Buddhist. Forget yourself. I am living entity. When we come to this point, that is called liberation. That is called liberation. Sarvapadhi Dilin Mukta. When we become free from all these designations. That is called liberation. Liberation means nothing more. The conception of getting free from the designation which we have at work from the association of material nature. That is called designation. Because I have got a particular body, therefore I have got so many designations. I call myself a man or animal, or I have got some name given by my parents, or because I am born in some particular country, I designate myself to belong to that country, and because I accept some particular faith, so I designate myself to that faith in so many ways. We are now designated. The designation should be given up. When designations are given up, then we are free, pure soul. In that pure soul, the religion is to serve the Supreme. Just like in a machine, you find a big machine. There are thousands of parts in the machine, but it is a small part. They are all giving service to the whole machine. That's why your body is a machine. So, you have got your finger. Now, what is the function of the finger? What is the religion of the finger? The religion of the finger is to give service to the body. That's why I am giving service this way, sometimes this way. So, this part of this body is meant for giving service to the whole body. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. So our business is to give service. That service is now being rendered, actually. We are also serving now, but serving in designation. I am serving. I am not a master here. That is foolishness. Just like I told you, even if President Johnson is not a master, he is also a servant. Every one of us is a servant. But what kind of servant? I am servant of my wife. I am servant of my family. I am servant of my country. I am servant of my society. And if there is nothing, then I am servant of my cat and servant of my dog and servant of my soul. If anybody I see in your country, there are so many gentlemen, they are very fond of becoming servants of cats and dogs. They have no children, but they have voluntarily become servants of cats and dogs. Because that attitude is there. You cannot avoid it. If you have nothing to serve, your wife, your children, then you have to catch some cat and dog and give them. That is your nature. It cannot avoid it. So that is your religion. So try. Now, our whole thing is to serve the Supreme. That our now designated service. We are now in designated service. That means we, because due to this material bondage, we have manufactured so many services. Service we cannot, just like the water cannot be more than a liquid thing. Similarly, we cannot be more than a servant. But because we have got so many designations, our service is being rendered in designation. That is the difference. Now, when we become free from the designation and we come to our senses and render service to the Lord, that is our position of freedom. Real position. Real position. So, here Lord says, Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati means that whenever there is some discrepancy in the modes of rendering service of the living entities. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharmasya means, I have explained to you, dharma means my real nature. Dharma means my real nature. Dharma is not a fate. Dharma is not a designated fate. Dharma is my real nature. So when the real nature of the living entity are jeopardized, then at that time, to make the adjustment, the Lord comes. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. And Ubbuthanam, whenever there is some discrepancy in the natural sequence and natural life of the human being, and then artificial increase of sense gratification, at that time, when there is too much sense gratification, just like Lord Buddha, when did he appear? He appeared in India. The condition of his appearance, perhaps you know, I shall still explain. Well, India was too much busy in animal slaughter. Of course, the Hindus, there are basic principles. Animal slaughtering. They are, just like in Mohammedans also, they have got some principle for animal slaughtering. You know, those who have read Quran, the Mohammedan religion allows animal slaughtering once in a year, which is called Qurban, and they can slaughter animals in the mosque. Similarly, in the Vedic religion also, the animals are allowed to be slaughtered in some sacrifice. But no religion, either Mohammedan or Hindu, I do not know in detail of the Christian religion, but they do not allow animal slaughter in the slaughterhouse. There are some particular rules and regulations. Anyway, that is a religious reject. But when India was too much addicted for animal slaughtering under the plea of Vedic sacrifice, the Lord Buddha appeared. Why? They misused the Vedic injunction. They misused the injunction of the Vedic. So he proclaimed, no, this animal slaughter should be stopped. He did not agree even with the Vedic injunction. Therefore, Lord Buddha's preaching was not accepted. It was, once it was accepted, the whole of India accepted. Under the king, under the emperor or so, the whole of India became Buddhist. But later on, Shankaracharya appeared and he met against the Vedantis. So India, Buddhist religion from India was practically banished. So these are historical facts. The real fact is that as soon as the natural sequence of living entity is jeopardized, at that time, non-religious principle, unnatural life becomes prominent and people become embarrassed. At that time, the incarnation of Lord is, appears. Yadā yadā hi dharmasya glāni bhavati bhāra. Whenever there is discrepancy in the natural life, that I explained to you, religion means the natural sequence of life. When there is some discrepancy in that natural sequence of life, and there is artificial way of life, at that time the Lord or His representative comes either as incarnation or the representative of God. That is the rule. Yadā-yadāhi dharmasya glāni bhavati bhārata and abhuthāna-adhā-adharmasya. Unnatural life. When they are too much addicted to unnatural life, at that time the Lord takes his appearance. Why? It is necessary. It is necessary for the prāṇāya-sādhunā. Always you know that is always a class of men who are always God-fearing. There may be the percentage of such persons very small, but you will find that is the way of nature. There will be some persons who are devoted to God. They are called sadhu. 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 Sadhu means sadhu description is that. Sadhu means sage or saint. Who is a saint, who is a sadhu? That description is given. Hitiksama karunika. Hitiksama karunika suhita sarvabhutana ajata sattva shanta sadhava sadhu bhushana. This is the definition of sadhu. Saint. Who is a saint? A saint is called who is very tolerant. Tolerant. Tolerant to the utmost. You have got very good example of Lord Jesus Christ, a great saint or sadhu, you are supposed, more than sadhu. Now, just see his behavior, how much tolerant he was. He was being crucified and he was praying God, O Lord, forgive these people what they are doing. This is the significance of sadhu. Titiksava karunika. For their personal sake, they are always very tolerant, but they are very kind to all people, all living entities. Very kind. In spite of their all disadvantages, they try to give something, real knowledge to the people in general. Karunika. And Srila Sarvabhutana. And a sadhu is not a friend of a particular class, particular community or particular country. No. A sadhu, a saint is he who is friend of all, not only of human beings, even of animals and less than animals. These are the qualifications of sadhu. Ajata satrava, and they have no enemy. They are not anyone's enemy, everyone's friend. Enemy, of course, even the greatest man will find some enemy. This is the nature of this world. Even the most perfect man will have some enemy. So, that is the one thing. But this sadhu, this saint, is no one's enemy. He is friend of enemy. Hitiksava karmika sridha sarvabhutana ajato satrava shanta. They are nobody's enemy. And shanta, always peaceful. These are the qualifications of sadhu. Now here, the Lord says that I come, or my representative come. What? Paritranaya sadhuna. Sadhuna. The Lord is very much anxious for the saintly person who has sacrificed everything for the service of the Lord. They are very, very dear to the Lord. Lord cannot tolerate any insult or any misbehavior to a sadhu. Although sadhu, they do not mind if they are insulted. They do not mind. But the Lord will never tolerate if a public, just like a small boy, your child. If somebody slaps him in the street, then boy may excuse, all right. But his father and mother will never tolerate. Why you have slapped my son? That is nature. Similarly, the sadhu, who is a great devotee of the law, they might be tolerant. He can crucify, he can do any misbehavior to him. He is never angry. But God will never tolerate. We must always remember that. He has got special protection, special vision on the sadhu. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuta, samoham sarvabhutesu, nami deshastina priya. The Lord says, I am equal to everyone. Otherwise, how can you God? He is equal to everyone, yes. I am equal to everyone. Nobody is my enemy and nobody is my friend. Samoham sarvabhuteshu, nami deshastina priya. Nobody is my enemy, nobody is my friend. I am equal to everyone. But jetu bhajanti maam kritya te sute mahi. But anyone who is devoted to me, I have got particular attention for him. Although he is neutral, still the person who is devoted is always thinking of Krishna, Krishna content. There is special protection, special. Therefore Lord Krishna declares, he will find in the Bhagavad Gita, कौन से आप प्रतिजानी ही नमी हस्त प्रमस्ति माइ डियर कौन से अर्जुन यू कैन डिक्लेयर इट इन टू द वर्ल्ड दैट माय डिवोटी विल बी नेवर वैंक्विश्ड नेवर ही वैंक्विश्ड सो यस द सेम थिंग इज सेड व्हाट इज द मिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड व्हाई डज ही कम डाउन नाउ दैट इज एक्सप्लेन हियर ही सेड परित्राणा साधुना I come down, I incarnate myself, or I send my representative only for the protection of the sensitive person, say. And vinashaya to duskritam, duskritam are those who are miscreants, just to finish them. The Lord Krishna's mission was two things. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya to duskritam. He wanted to establish Arjuna, the five brothers, the most pious and devotees and kshatriyas, he wanted to establish them for ruling over this world and he wanted to vanquish the party of Arjuna. That was his mission. Two things. Paritranam sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritanam dharma samsthapanarthaya. And another mission is to establish what is real religion. What is religion? In the name of religion, so many things are going on. But the real religion is that we must know that our natural function is to render service to the Lord. That is real religion. And forgetting this principle of life under designation of this matter, I am serving, giving my service to so many things. That means because I am naturally, now just like you take the knife. Now what is the function of knife? Knife function is to cut. You can cut a pencil and you can cut your throat. The function of the knife is nothing but when you cut a throat, then the knife becomes polluted, but when you... Don't disturb, sit down. The function of the living entity, the original natural function is to render service. And when the service is misused, it is rendered where the service should not be rendered. When it is misused, that is called dharmasya glani. That means discrepancy in the natural function of human life. So, when Lord comes, he has three functions. He gives protection to the saintly person. He vanquishes the irresponsible or irreligious or demonic persons, and he establishes the real religion. Real religion. Dharma sansthapana kaya sambhavani juge juge. He comes down not only once, but he comes down many times. Because this material world is such. Now suppose an adjustment is made, that again, after some time it will deteriorate. Just like there was first one. There was some armistice and some arrangement of peace, arrangement was made between Germany and the other party. Then again the second war took place. And again, preparation is going on for the third war, you see. So this is, world is like that. Even if you make a very good arrangement, it will gradually deteriorate. This is the function of the time, kala. That's like you build up a very nice house. Then after 50 years, it deteriorates. And after 100 years, it more deteriorates. Take for example your body. When it was newly born, when I was a child, a very good-looking child, everyone is kissing and everyone is wet. Now I am becoming old and nobody cares. So this is the function of this material nature. Even if you make a very good adjustment, gradually it will glide down to the lowest state. Therefore, it requires a periodical adjustment. For that reason, the Supreme Lord or the representative comes. That is explained here. Yes. The paritranaya sadhana vinashaya to viskita. For protecting the saintly person and for vanquishing the unfaithful, unbelievers, and for establishing real function of the living entities, dharma sanasthapana, sambhavani jugivya. I come down not only once, but many times, in many millenniums, are that is the function of Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. Now we can ask any questions.